2. I watched part of it. And at first, before I start, I just want to apologize for the last podcast we did. For some reason, I decided to breathe as heavily as I could in the microphone. And I've never done that before. I've done it in parts, but not to that degree. So I don't know what happened. I guess I was kind of rusted because we do this like once or twice a year now. But this is our second test run, actually. I tried to mute it earlier and it kind of destroyed the entire show. So I'll just hopefully try to breathe out of the camera, out of the microphone this time. But no, I did not watch the full direct. I watched parts of it. I watched most of the reveal trailers, except a few ones. And I've read like the transcripts, so pretty sure I'm okay to do a podcast on this. Like the last time we did one on Dragon Quest, I had watched nothing and we still managed a 1 hour show. So I should be fine. Well, I'm kind of in a weird position now because for me, I was disappointed for one reason, and the reason was that there was no Pokemon footage at all, not even in the treehouse after, which was a huge surprise to me. I was sure they were going to at least talk about the remakes or spend a few minutes on Arceus Legends, but they did not at all. So I was really surprised by that, especially since that Pokemon seems to be their big holiday game. As we found out, Zelda is not coming until next year, if it does make it to next year, and Metroid Dread is the October title, and then there's Mario Party. I don't remember when that is, but I don't think any of those could be considered as their big holiday title, so that's going to be Pokemon, and they gave 0 seconds to it, so I don't know what that means. Maybe they'll have a Pokemon Direct soon, or they'll just consider it more, or the game's in trouble, which I doubt, so I was really surprised by that. But obviously, there was a few, like Metroid Dread, we'll talk about later, that was really nice. I like the new Mario Party, even though it's kind of like a remake, a reboot, if you will. It's a nice party game. And I don't really remember Advance Wars. Well, anyway, we'll talk as we go. But I thought it was a pretty solid direct. They announced a lot of games that we didn't know of, most of which are coming this year, so that's good. There was no reveal of the Switch Pro, which they kind of did. They kind of said that they were only going to talk about software during this direct, so they still have time to announce that if they're still planning on releasing this it this year. But overall, I think it was a solid direct, but it wasn't anything spectacular compared to previous years. So it didn't blow my mind, but still, I guess most Nintendo fans came out of it pretty happy. Is there somebody knocking at your door or somebody's cutting vegetables? Okay. Yeah, was the... I didn't think so. No, I thought the game looked pretty good. It is from the same developer, though, right? Beenox Studios, is that it? Or anyway, it's the same developer that made Samus Returns, because you can see that they kept the melee move, the counter move, or whatever it is. I thought the game looked great. It was a nice reveal. Like, at first I was like, is this Metroid Prime 4? What is this? And then they switched to the 2D mode, and obviously you have this robot chasing you, which I know I'll hate. Like, this is stressful for me when you are getting chased in video games. But it has happened before in Metroid Fusion. You're chased by that Dark Samus, I believe, and in Zero Mission at the end too. So it's happened before, but this looks like it'll be a huge part of the game, I imagine. So it'll be very stressful, but it looked really nice. 2D Metroids are always fun. Samus Returns for me was a disappointment. It was good, but not really that good. And I never went back to replay it. I just didn't find it. It felt to me like it wasn't that highly replayable, because it was not like the classic Metroid, when like you can go back and the new power-ups, they make you go back all over the map and find new stuff. It was more, a bit more linear, but that's because it was a remake of Metroid 2, I believe. So they used the source material, and they did not have, I guess, the freedom to do much more with it. But I think this one has the potential to be fantastic. And 2D Metroids is always something that I would like more. This would be nice if this would get the Switch bump, if it would sell like most franchise have sold more on the Switch. Maybe we'll get more 2D Metroid, maybe every 2 years. That would be nice. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm very impressed by this. Like, this is probably the best announcement they've made out of the Direct. Wow, I didn't finish that. I started that video, the Metroid development story video. I did finish that. What you just said is really intriguing. That's awesome. Like, I like when like storyline ends and new one can commence. So that's cool. So yeah, that would make sense. Samus has been around for a while. I wish they would do that with like many, like, even comic books, stuff like that. Like, move on. But yeah, that's cool. And I can't wait to see what happens. And they did call this Metroid 5. I can actually prefer Metroid 5 over Metroid Dread. I'm French. I don't even know what Dread means. So it doesn't really catch on to me. Maybe you'll explain it to me and I'll be like, okay, that's fantastic. But Metroid 5 sounds nice. I get why they don't want to put a number onto a low-selling series. They don't want to intimidate newcomers. But still... that's cool to know that this Samus will end. Let's see if it will actually be true, because I've heard that before and then they don't keep their word, but we'll see. Do you think they would even change the name of the series? That would be cool. Never did. Because why call it Metroid when there are no Metroids? Yeah, they did. Speaking of Castlevania, did you see Colin's tweet? I don't think he did, but there's like an Australian store that listed the Castlevania Advance Collection. I have no clue. No clue, yeah. Well, technically it was Game & Wario, which I don't know if it counts as a WarioWare, but besides that, we got one on the 3DS more recently. One of the last released 2DS games was actually released, I believe, in 2018, if I'm not wrong, on the 3DS. So I don't remember. It was WarioWare Gold or something. I don't remember. But, yeah. Yeah, micro games, yeah. That was a big mixed reaction from me, because if there's ever a series that doesn't need a reboot, it's that. Why not just make a brand new game? It's like, I know this is safe, and it would probably sell decently, and they'll gauge the numbers and see if there's interest in the new game, but it's like, why did they just make a new game? Like, it's so simple. This isn't a nice game. This series, I don't think, has been in North America or anywhere since the DS days, right? There's been two Game Boy Advance games and two DS days, I believe, DS games. And then there was Battalion Wars, but whatever. But of course, the series existed way before in the Famicom. But, like, I was really disappointed. Like, it's cool that they're including two games, but these are games I've already played before. I don't remember anything about them, but it's like the appetite to go back and replay those, for me, not really there, but I would have loved a new game. It seems like I hate this trend of remaking everything. And I'm a bit hypocritical because I'll buy the Pokemon remakes, but the difference here is that Pokemon gets new games like every 2 years, every year even sometimes. Advance Wars has been around in forever, and instead of releasing something, they're just giving us a remake, which I don't know. I wasn't really impressed by that. I thought everybody's celebrating this, of course, because they haven't been Advance Wars in so many years, but it's like, it's just a remake. I don't get it. How did they call the Japanese games on the DS? Did they call them DS Wars, or did they keep, because I as soon as they released Advance Wars on the DS, you know that they did not do that trend. But I was wondering if it was because they thought DS Wars sounds like crap, which it kind of does. So I'm not sure if that's why, but maybe in Japan they called them DS Wars. Did you try going on eBay and clicking Advance Wars and seeing if you can find a Japanese copy? Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Oh, sorry. Apparently on the Wikipedia page, it says Advanced Wars Dual Strike, known as Famicom Wars DS in Japan. That's weird. Yeah. Unless this was a remake of the first one. Yeah, it's basically, I think they're picking mini games and boards from the N64 games and remaking them. So that's nice. That means that the problem with Super Mario Party, which is a fun party game, is that you need to play it with motion control, so you have to have the Joy-Cons and whatnot. This one, I think you'll be able to play with a controller. And like, they released a patch recently for Super Mario Party, which let you play online finally, and this one will have this from the start. So that's pretty cool for the series, going back to the more classic, like just playing with friends and mini games and just no motion controls, which I don't know, I'm not a fan of, so that's cool. Yeah, like, unfortunately, I'm now too old to play games like this. I don't know why. I just, the time advancement, but I really like Shin Megami Tensei 4 Nocturne on the, what was it, Nocturne or whatever, the fourth one on the 3DS, which you played as well, was really fun. I like, because they have monster taming elements in them. It's a dungeon crawler too, so I'm not sure if this one will be, but I like dungeon crawlers, so yeah, it was really fun. I'm sure that Nintendo fans would probably prefer to have the Persona series and give Sony the Tensei series, but whatever. It's fun. I'm sure it will be a nice addition to the, for those that like hardcore Japanese RPGs, but unfortunately, like I said, I don't really have time anymore for those type of games, type of advancements. Same here. Mario and Rabbids, something in space. Yeah. I was close.
Actually,
Yeah, jump into, I guess, the Game & Watch first, or... I bought it for my son's birthday last December. And it's the buttons are way too small for me, so I don't know. I don't think you'll like. I don't have the biggest hands out there, and I could barely play it. But my son enjoyed it, even though he has like a Switch and Mario Maker and stuff like that. But he thought that was pretty cool for him. So just warning for people who'd never played this. Like, it's a nice collector's thing if you really want it, but it's basically unplayable. Like for the buttons, like it. I don't know. But that's my two cents. No, it's not the Game Boy Color. I believe it's the original version. Yeah, because in the video it was black and white. There's a teaser. I don't even think it was 2 minutes. Yeah, because when they release the game, for some reason, that would be fine then to reveal too much of the plot when, I don't know. I don't know. Didn't really do it for me. It's just a trailer with more Breath of the Wild footage, and Link now seems to be in the sky for a lot of the game. So I don't know, it didn't do much for me. I don't know about you. You were a bigger fan of the game than I was, so maybe you were like creaming your pants, I don't know. Yeah, it could be, but the more interesting thing, do you think that it makes 2022? Because that's the first time they've announced the date for this game, right? And usually Zelda games always get delayed at least once, so. They did? I don't think it's getting delayed. I still think it's getting released this year. It just, for some reason, they wanted to only showcase the software, and like E3 is not really anything right now, right? There's like, I was disappointing. I thought usually at E3 there's like a treehouse for 3-4 days. So I was like, I missed the first treehouse. I'll watch tomorrow. But no, there was nothing. Like E3 ended with that direct basically, because there's no E3. There's because of COVID. And there was none last year, so maybe next year they'll be back to it if COVID's somehow disappeared. But I think Nintendo chose this. They thought that if they revealed the new Nintendo Switch, it would steal too much of the spotlight from the Metroid Dreads and the Mario Parties and all those other announcements. So they thought the new Switch would probably be released in October, maybe November. Before holidays, before Black Friday, whatever you want. And maybe they'll say, well, we'll release a trailer for it at any point, or just do a direct and announce it. And there you go. They don't really need to announce it during E3, like 4 or 5 months away, because if they do, Switch sales might stop a bit. Because if you're somebody thinking about buying a Switch and you just hear there's a new Switch coming out in October, maybe you'll wait. So maybe they'll... Because I believe when they announced the new Nintendo 3DS, they released it like 3 weeks later. I think they did something like that. And maybe they'll do something similar with this. They'll announce it earlier than for the release date, so that people who are thinking about buying a Switch do not stop themselves from buying a Switch because of that. I don't know if that makes any sense. No, I don't think I don't. I think that if that's an issue, I think they'll wait for sure. But yeah, for 500,000, no, I don't think so, because that would just make more people not buy their other Switch because they'll want to wait. Because from the rumors, I think what they were gonna do is once they announce this one, this will replace the current model. I think they'll stop making the other model or just sell out the remaining stock, because
I don't think they'll say screw it, let's just make the Switch 2, because as long as this system is the best selling console every month, as long as the sales continue to grow, there's no motivation to move to the second, to the sequel or whatever you want. But yeah, I think this is still coming out this year. I'll probably be wrong. I usually am. But if it's a issue of not being able to get the parts, not being able to produce as much, then that would make even more sense why they did not announce it yet. But I think they'll be fine. For some reason, like, the Switch itself has not been shorted, and it's still selling well. So maybe Nintendo is a secret, dealer of parts, because they don't seem to have any problems making their. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I didn't even realize it, but they're right. It is technically the fifth Metroid game. There's only been four besides that, because they don't count the remakes. And I never realized it, so that's pretty cool. No, I don't have anything there yet. So we're fine. Yeah, we can end this Fanboys episode, which I don't think we've even called it that before, but it is indeed a Fanboys episode.